Welcome to today's episode of Ignite and Scale, where we spotlight the innovators and thinkers reshaping the entrepreneurial landscape. It's my pleasure to introduce Max Pogge, a distinguished figure in the venture studio ecosystem. Max has conducted comprehensive research into venture studios, drawing insights from founders across the globe and analyzing data from the Venture Studio Index database. His work, supported by leading investors, explores the model's effectiveness in fostering startup growth and highlighting its benefits and challenges. In my view, Max's insights are crucial for anybody interested in the evolving dynamics of startup development and investment. Max, great to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Super. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for the invitation.
Max, maybe it's worth just going through your background and how you arrived at Venture Studios.
Yeah, so I was an entrepreneur, so I launched three bootstrap profitable companies. One I sold when I was 17 years old. I was a student. It was like an e-commerce small business reselling electronics through social media. Then I sold it and tried many, many more ideas. So, and two more profitable companies I launched. One was developing software for video projections. So we have customers like restaurants, kindergartens, schools. And recently I figured it out that my achievement was that this company has been profitable for the last 10 years. Even if the first 4 years before it became profitable, I was struggling to get revenue and get customers. And then the third one, I created it after my hobbies in yoga, meditation, and healthy lifestyle. So in 2018, we started developing online courses. We've done about 30 different online courses with more than 100,000 students participated. But last 1.5 years, I met the Venture Studio model and decided to learn a lot about it because I always had many startup and business ideas. And I was trying to find the effective way to launch companies in parallel and then found that there is already existing model called the Venture Studio or a startup studio. And so I put enough time to learn, published a big paper on this topic. It attracted a lot of attention. Under the initial post, I got 2,000 comments on LinkedIn. I felt this big interest in the topic. So I've done big work. I've done big work on this paper, published it, and it attracted many, many venture studios and all interested around the world. So later we organized 5 online conferences already. 3 for venture studios, 1 for VCs, and 1 for family offices. So this is my short story.
No, it's great. Packed full of success at quite a young age as well. But Max, based on your research, how do you think the venture studio model compares to the traditional startup incubators in terms of supporting startup success? What are the differences that you see?
Yeah, so there are different startup supporting organizations like incubators, accelerators, early stage VCs. And the difference with startup studios and venture studios is that no incubator, accelerator, or VC firm is not so involved at the founder and co-founder level as a venture studio. So usually studios launch from 3 to 5 companies a year. Experienced and mature studios can launch more than 5 startups a year. But mainly, this is when you have a team of 10 to 20 professionals launching several startups a year. So in the terms of full-time employee equivalent, it might be like several people working with you as a startup founder to launch, get revenue, fund your startup. So the difference is in the level of involvement. So accelerators can work simultaneously with maybe tens of startups or hundreds of startups, but Venture Studio usually works only with several in parallel. And their team is 100% involved. So it's not just a program. It's actually engineers, designers, product managers, and marketers who work with you to get to revenue faster with your startup, to get to external funding faster. And they also usually have capital to invest. So not only sweat equity, but also capital to cover pre-seed and seed investments, sometimes even Series A.
From your discussions, experience, and the data that you analyze as well, what are the key benefits that Venture Studios offer entrepreneurs in your view?
So the key benefits, the ultimate benefit is that if you are joining a good studio, your chances to succeed are much better with your startup, and your traction probably will be faster. So it's a value add by a studio that they have a team. If they have a vertical focus, especially, so they are, let's say they're building healthcare startups and you have ideas in healthcare or you have experience in healthcare and you want to build a company in this field. So if this studio already built, let's say, 30 startups, when they're building their 31st startup, it's much easier for them than launching the first company or the second company. And there is statistics that if founders had previous founding experience, they're more likely to succeed and to exit their new company. So in my paper on Venture Studios, I mentioned one study with like 30,000 entrepreneurs where if it's your first company, there is only 5% chance that you'll exit the company. If it's your fifth company, so you launched four before, it means that you have at least 10% or more chances to exit it. And the same way you can approach Venture Studio, so that it's a serial co-founder or parallel co-founder in your field, which has already built so at least several companies usually. They have expertise on how to build companies and how to get revenue faster because they have customer bases that know this venture studio already. And they also have capital. So you can get pre-seed capital, you can get a team working with you, and you can get also relationships with your future customers and investors, which makes your traction faster. So this is the ultimate value.
Fascinating. And can you share any kind of success stories that might exemplify the efficiency of Venture Studios in accelerating this kind of journey towards funding and exits? Any examples that, you know, really underscores what you're saying?
Yeah, so like I will mention two or maybe like three big examples and one emerging studio, which is also doing very well. So first, Flagship Pioneering is a venture builder in biotech that that launched biotech companies and seven made IPOs. So like seven IPOs, if you can find any entrepreneur who launched seven companies that went IPO, so probably not. Maybe they exist, but I don't know. Then second is a studio based in Paris that started in 2012. They launched already about 40 companies. Three of them got unicorn status of more than $1 billion valuation. So if you look at the rate of unicorns, it will be much, much better than any entrepreneur has. So that out of 40 companies, three unicorns is like 7.5%.
And for entrepreneurs joining a studio, so if you can join someone who launched 3 unicorns out of 40 attempts, so it's a much better chances than you have if you are doing a startup yourself. Then I'll mention one studio which is 4 years old, or almost 5 years old studio called the studio I mentioned previously is in Paris, so they are called eFounders, and then they evolved into the ecosystem of venture studios called Hexa. Another studio I want to mention in Paris is OSS Ventures. I invested as an angel, and we did some syndication with several investors for this studio. So they started, the founder of Series B companies that exited wanted to invest in B2B SaaS in manufacturing, but wasn't able to find great deals on the market. So he decided to create a venture studio which will create such startups. So in 4 or 5 years, they launched 20 startups. 8 of them got Series A funding. What's interesting, their team visited factories more than 800 times during this period, collected hundreds of pain points, and we were able to understand like what are real problems and how to create companies so that we all get revenue faster. So they got 25 million euros annual recurring revenue in 2023, and they have some playbook on how you can launch new B2B SaaS and manufacturing efficiently. So shrinking the time from launching the company to getting revenue and getting funding. So this is another example. Yeah, and also Sutter Hill Ventures is a VC firm which incubated many companies that got unicorn status. And one of the well-known examples is Snowflake, a company that got IPO with more than 50 billion valuation. So this company has been incubated. And if you look at the economics of venture studios, if you look even at founders launching companies, so usually they get the equity the cheapest way. So like maybe they invested a little capital or even didn't invest any capital, just like their time to start a company, and then they fundraised. So founders of companies get equity the cheapest possible level, because the founders and investors get equity more expensive. And the idea of a venture studio is to be an institutional co-founder, when you can scale the founding skill set and the founding operations, and you can co-found new companies, get equity on average from 20 to 40%. Some studios take more, but most studio I see take between 20 and 40% equity in startups. And in this sense, you are getting the cheapest equity possible. You are becoming a co-founder. And if you are an expert in how to launch specific types of companies, so maybe you will become the best producer of startups in your niche or in your vertical, because you will get as much experience as no one will get the same level of expertise in this if you founded, let's say, 20 startups in this field. So this is why, as with any skill, the more experience you have, the better your results. So the same way with venture studios.
So, I mean, if you were to give advice to founders on choosing the right venture studio, would you say go with people that have got sector expertise? Is that necessary? Or is it, what's the best advice for founders to pick the right venture studio?
look at the history of a studio and the founders. So if founders had previous exits, if they fundraise a huge amount of capital, if the studio has their own fund, so it's better chances that your traction will be faster. Also, if a studio is specialized in a specific industry vertical, so that they can reuse some understanding of the industry, their connections, their customer base or partner base, so it's easier for you to create a startup which will get paying customers than joining an agnostic studio. But of course, some studios are ready to pay capital, ready to pay salaries to those entrepreneurs joining. So, and there is quite big competition for great entrepreneurs. So in some studios, you can not only get equity in startups, not only funding for your startup, but also salary. And this makes different studios compete in different ways. So when you'll learn some different venture studios, you'll understand different terms and choose what is better for you.
Yeah. And how do you see the venture studio landscape evolving? Do you see the ongoing rapid growth? I mean, given some of the examples you've cited, it kind of definitely kind of makes sense if you're working with the right founders. Do you think there's a lot of growth momentum there now as a concept, or will other forms of capital compete that away? What's your view?
Yeah, I see a lot of interest in the field. Actually, I wanted to launch my own venture studio. This is why I've read everything on this topic and published a post which attracted a huge amount of interested people in the topic. So after publishing the paper, I saw hundreds of venture studios around the world. And actually, I saw that in the last 5 years, number of studios doubled. And this year, we are doing our own research with a full-time PhD researcher in my team. And we already collected a base of more than 1,000 studios worldwide. And I expect that they will grow at least 2 times during the next 5 years, maybe even more. So there is a lot of interest to this model. Many digital agencies and dev shops, they evolve in startup studios. Maybe it's not one of the best way to launch a studio, but still, there is a lot of interest from digital agencies, from corporations launching their own corporate venture studios like CVC, the same way many corporations are looking into the studio model. VC firms, some of them evolve or transform into the venture studio model when they not just invest in external companies, but also build their own partnering with entrepreneurs. So there is a lot of interest. I get many messages from future founders of studios almost every day. This is why I see a lot of interest in this field, and we get a lot of interest in our conferences. So on average, 1,000 registrations each conference, with several hundred people online interested in venture studios.
And turning to your studio, Matt, because I've been part of some of your conferences, and as you say, great events with a lot of people, a lot of great VC people around the world as well, which it's attracted, which is great to see. But what's inspired that creation of your venture studio and the community that you've built? What is the main inspiration for that? And then as a second part of the question, how does it reflect some of the advantages that we've discussed about the sector as a whole, and how might it tackle some key challenges we see in an entrepreneurial's journey?
So I haven't launched my own studio, but I'm doing several projects around venture studios. So my long-term goal is to become the top expert in how venture studios operate and how to make them in the efficient way. So for this purpose, we are doing this year research on venture studios. We've built 1,500 participants in the WhatsApp group, all kinds of stakeholders of venture studios, studio enthusiasts, operators, founders. Then we launched a closed community for venture studios. It's a paid community of about 30 studios that meet regularly to share the problems, insights, best practices on attracting founders for the studio, on fundraising, on ideating and validating ideas. So we have a closed community to share experience and numbers to understand benchmarks. I'm also recording podcast interviews with studio founders, and also we organize online conferences. I'm also co-leading an investment syndicate for venture studios, so that investment experience gives you additional understanding of the studio model, because you can understand what is the situation with different studios and what are the better models to implement. So I'm doing several projects and building my base to create a platform for all people interested in venture studios to attract founders, to attract investors, and to build a successful studio. My report on studio has also been translated into 5 languages now, and in the process of 5 more to be published in. So I'm building the worldwide funnel of all people interested in venture studios.
That's impressive. It's impressive. And there's a final question before we wrap up, Max. Where would you like to see this go in 5 years' time? If we caught up in 5 years' time, where would that work be? You know, what are you looking to achieve over the next 5 years from this?
Some plans I cannot share in public. Some plans. I think that there would be much more studios, many more studios in the world. I think that there would be.
Will you have one?
I think yes. it's a big probability.
Yeah, I do as well.
yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
yeah. Well. And so I'm not usually like to talk about future, because you cannot predict future. But I see now I see a lot of interest in this field. And this is why I expect that there would be many, many more new studios, many more approaches. Now the problem with studios is that they all are very different. So from one hand, it's a problem. From another, you can learn different many examples of studios. So I saw studios that invest from 50K to launch a startup up to 30 million. So there are many, many examples and different models. So some are independent studios, some are corporate studios, some partner with entrepreneurs from scratch, some build companies until certain level and only then attract a co-founder for the startup. Some launch one company a year, each year. Some launch 10 or more companies each year. So there are many models, and the problem is that there are no benchmarks in terms of what equity, what investment a studio provides, and in different geographies the picture is different. How studios operate. So, but I think that our community and all interest and all stakeholders of studios, their collaboration will lead to some standards on the market. So, for example, Y Combinator introduced SAFE like 11 years ago, and it became much easier for founders to raise capital. Then in venture capital, like more than 50 years ago, hedge funds already had 220 model, made it easier for new fund managers to fundraise and for limited partners to also understand the terms of venture capital funds. So it's also like a type of standard which is typical. Then like 20, 25 or a bit more years ago, the customer development concept arose and became popular among startup ecosystem that you don't need to put millions to develop a product before you talk to your customers, understand that there is interest and they are ready to pay for it. And it changed the way how startups are created in the last 25 years. And the same way, I think that there would be some standards in venture studios, that for investors, it will be easier to join studios, and for founders, it will be easier to evaluate different studios. So I expect that there would be some platforms and standardization around some terms, deals, and joining studios in a new role.
That's been a fascinating insight into venture studios. Really appreciate your time, and it's great to keep in touch with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, for inviting me.
If you want to listen to more episodes of the podcast, we're on all good audio platforms. Our website is also www.cambriaprivatecapital.com. And you can also find myself on LinkedIn and Twitter, where we publish our weekly blogs as well. Please do get in touch if you want more information.